Hello, I'm going to be talking about my marginalized group, the mentally ill. So, to start off, did you know that 18.5% of Americans experience mental illness in 1 year and approximately 1 in 25 adults in the U.S. experience a serious mental illness in a year that affects with major life activities? Many people suffer from these mental illnesses that they can't control, and we seem to discriminate them and see them as weird or stupid. How would you feel saying someone with bipolar disorder is weird due to them not being able to control their moods? It is a recurring issue for kids and even adults to be discriminated upon and left out of society, as society doesn't seem to understand these people with disabilities are still people. We should all look at them as equals, not at a lower standard of human being. A big problem that mentally disabled people have is being discriminated upon by their own communities. When researching this group, I came across this article that was written by Haneem Ali, who is associated with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She talked about a woman that she interviewed being discriminated upon by her own community for having a bipolar disorder. This woman turned out to be an American writer named Melody Mazzi, who experienced this discrimination in her own society that she lived in for many years. Another big problem that people with mental disabilities have is in the educational system. Kids in school are always wanting to fit in, and when you have a condition that you can't control, it makes it very hard to enjoy school. Kids with Down syndrome, for example, experience relentless bullying in school, as most of the kids make fun of them and don't like to interact with the kids who look different and act different due to their mental issues that they can't control. These children are always left out of big educational programs, whether it's big events like rallies or just a sports game that they are never included in. Ask yourself, are you really more valuable and superior to people who do have these types of mental disabilities? There are solutions that could fix these problems that these people face. For example, having them more involved in society and beginning to shed a positive light on mentally ill people will help build confidence for this group, and also have them not feel discriminated upon constantly. Another solution would be to show compassion for those with the mentally ill. In another article that I found by Laura Greenstein, who is associated with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, she talked about a woman's experience of showing compassion for the mentally ill people that by just doing something like offering a hug. She stated that, "I offer a hug to people with mental disabilities and I do this in public." She did this to set an example to treat these people. Another big problem that this group experiences is the restriction of basic human rights. This adds on to the point that they are not seen as equals and are also mistreated due to this. In another article from the National Alliance on Mental Illness, they discuss the brutal mistreatment of mentally ill U.S. prisoners. They explained how these prisoners didn't receive the same medical treatment and also left them vulnerable to physical and sexual abuse in prison. The issue is not an issue of mental health care or any criminal justice, but an issue about basic fundamental human rights for this group of people who are in terrible condition due to these mental issues to begin with and are not even taken care of by government officials in prison. Finding someone that will care for these mentally ill people is like finding a needle in a haystack. There's nobody that will do that. The only solution is to improve the staff and spread awareness for these terrible actions that are being put on by the U.S. government in prison to these mentally disabled groups. Another big issue that mentally ill people suffer from is the issue of not receiving the proper social services that this group deserves from the government. The government is responsible to develop and maintain community support systems that include treatment services. The government should also provide housing for these people that include rental or ownership in independent living, supportive housing, and group homes. The government should implement these type of services to show support for this group of people that are marginalized and treated unfairly due to their mental dysfunction. The solution to this problem is to raise awareness for this issue and give the mentally ill people a voice to receive these support systems in their own communities that will help them in the livelihood of their own they suffer too much and deserve compensation for the treatment that society gives them and also from the U.S. government. They are almost invisible to society and to the U.S. government as they don't receive these social services, and that needs to change. The only way there will be change is for society to step up and advocate for this marginalized group and treat them as normal human beings, not as a group that is below society standards. They deserve all the same treatment as our own society gains and receives. It is time for a new way of looking at people with mental disorders. It is time to fix all these problems I mentioned and even more that I didn't mention. It is time to implement these solutions and treat them as regular people. See them as equals, not as a lower standard of human being. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.